Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is where we talk about the stuff that, didn't make it into last week's show. And there's no way it's going to make it into next week's show. So this is where we try to get everybody up to date in the middle of the week. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you catch the radio show each and every weekend on the Sun Broadcast Group. And catch the podcast here every Saturday. If you can't catch it on the radio, make sure you catch the podcast here all during the week. And you can listen 24/7 anytime you want. And generally commercial free, except for any podcast sponsors that we might have in the middle of the show. Well, thanks for listening. Well, today I wanted to talk about something that I'm seeing again pop back up again that I just wanted to be really clear with people out there as far as safety. Be super careful with this because this is something that I keep seeing pop up and time again on the internet and Pinterest and things like that. Pallets. Do not go build a lot of things, especially structural things, out of pallets. I can't tell you how many bad projects I have seen recently where people decided to use pallets to build a deck. And I can't tell you how unsafe of an idea this is. What do I mean by that? So I've seen people that have gone out, purchased pallets, stack them in the grass in the yard, put their lawn furniture on it, and think that they've got something safe. There's 100 reasons why pallets are a bad idea. First off, before we even get into the structural nonsense here, that I just want to touch base with pallets, you don't know what's been on those pallets. Have they had industrial chemicals? Do they have something on there that could make you sick? Pallets are great, but they hang around in some really dirty places. And more importantly, they might have carried some really toxic chemicals. And you know something? I wouldn't want to put that on my deck. Second of all, I can guarantee you, if you make a pallet deck, that someone's probably going to get hurt. I don't know how many people have walked on pallets in their life before, but your foot goes right through them. You'll roll an ankle off the end. And putting it up there where you might have a guest come over, even if you decide to put plywood over the top and create even more of a mess, this is just a really horrible idea. Now, if you have pallets laying around, maybe you're going to burn them up and put them in your fire pit. That's probably the best use of pallets that I've seen out there. Now, I've seen people that had a ton of time on their hands, strip them down, and make them into, like, feature walls and things like that. And I guess, I mean, if that's your thing, awesome. But, again, I don't want to bring those chemicals that might have been on there in my house or, you know, anything like that. Now, pallets are made out of almost in all situations, unless you get
like concrete or stuff that was used for heavy items that are made out of hardwoods. Most of them are made out of just crap wood because it's cheap. It doesn't have to look good. It just has to be strong enough to hold a couple forks of a forklift and carry spread the load apart just to keep it on the pallet. But pallets are not a structural member that's meant to be used around your home. So first off, don't use them for any kind of, I wouldn't even use them for fencing. It's not meant for outside wood. That wood, if you've got it up against the ground, is going to be mush in a year. So it's a really bad idea there. And the same thing with all the time that you're going to put into trying to make these fence boards, go spend the few $100 and go buy real cedar or real wood that's going to be for fence boards, because it's one of those things that, it's not going to turn out good. It's going to look horrible. And you're going to spend so much time trying to pull these ring shank nails out. It's just a really bad idea. And the last thing I want to see is people getting hurt. I mean, if you want to blow a ton of time on these kind of projects, knock yourself out. But I don't want to see people coming over, because there's an inherent responsibility as a renter or a homeowner that you have when you have guests come over. When they come over, they expect that they're walking into a safe environment. They have no idea when they step foot onto your little deck out there that their foot could go through it, that they could get hurt with it. And I know you're only 6 inches off the ground, but it doesn't take much to break an ankle or a wrist. And then guess what? Because you've done a crazy project that you saw on Pinterest, now you've got somebody that's somebody dear to you because you invite them over to your house that's hurt. So let's just say no to the pallets. If you want to do a pallet project, do it. But make it so it's just something that you're going to tear right back down again. And quite frankly, just stay away from them if you can, because, the chemicals and all that stuff, I would not want that around anything that I'm doing. And we want to keep it safe out there. So there's my little rant on pallets for the morning. And be safe, everybody out there. We've got a great show ahead coming up this weekend that I'm super excited about, because we've got a lot of stuff going here. So first off, this is going to be your little tease for the show this weekend. First off, we're going to talk about my top 10 DIY mistakes that cost you money. Those things that people don't do correctly that cost them more money than what they spent on the project, or have to do it twice or even three times, which is really sad. And then hour number two has been a hot topic that we've had a lot of requests for. And this is going to be home security tips, things you can do around the house to make your home more secure and to fend off the bad guys. So this is going to be another one that'll be a big topic, as well as we've got some listener questions as well on appliances and things like that. So make sure if you've got questions for us, hit us up on aroundthehouseonline.com. And that's where you can find the website that's got all the information on it there with the contact us. And that is the first and off best place for one source for information. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G. And you can do the same thing with Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, that kind of stuff. But really, Around the House Online is our big one. And if you've got questions that you want to be on the show with, you want to ask a question that maybe can help other people, give us a call 24/7 to 971-233-8992. That number is 971-233-8992. And we can sure help you with any of those questions. Well, it's the middle of the week. I hope everybody has a safe rest of the week this week. We're halfway there. Let's see if we can make it to the weekend where we can all get a little bit of R&R. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.